This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Britain's new Prime Minister Keir Starmer made his bid for a reset with the European Union post-Brexit while opening a meeting of the European political community on Thursday.
We want to work with all of you to reset relationships, rediscover our common interest, and renew the bonds of trust and friendship that brighten the fabric of European life.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen spoke on the Ukraine-Russian war and its importance.
And this brings us to a very decisive moment for Europe. Supporting Ukraine against Russia's war of aggression is about our collective security and values. It is the challenge of our time.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked his allies for their support in his country's fight against Russia.
We have stopped the Russian advance on Kharkiv. Period. Putin has sacrificed tens of thousands of his citizens, but has achieved nothing significant. This was made possible by the bravery of our warriors and the bravery of our partners.
There's been an effort throughout the Republican National Convention to soften Donald Trump's image. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last night, his eldest granddaughter took the RNC stage, 17-year-old Kai Trump.
He's just a normal grandpa.
She told the crowd he often calls during the school day, asking about her grades and golf game. VP nominee J.D. Vance watched as Trump said goodnight to Kai's dad and Uncle Eric earlier this week.
Told them he loved them and made sure to give each of them a kiss on the cheek.
Both his running mate and granddaughter also described him as tough, defiant, and ready to fight. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and had to pull out of the Unidos U.S. conference on Wednesday. In an interview with Univision Radio before his positive test, President Biden sounded winded. Audio courtesy of Univision Radio.
I had a terrible night on the debate night. I had been exhausted. I had been traveling around the world. I wasn't ready. And I performed terribly. And so people are now saying, well, that was only one thing. But he's 81 years old. What happens when he's 84 years old? What happens when he's 85 years old?
Sophie Martinez, a young voter, was disappointed Biden had to pull out of the conference.
I was excited to see him, and I think it would have been really cool, I think, as a young voter, just trying to find that motivation and excitement for the election season, because I think it's a lot of doom and gloom, and I think I was ready to get a little motivated.
President Biden is self-isolating at his Delaware beach house and is reportedly having mild symptoms. Kenya's acting head of police has justified a ban on protests in central Nairobi by saying criminal groups were planning to take advantage of the unrest. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Some activists have since been sharing calls for people to gather with camping gear at Uhuru Park, next to the central business district. A Reuters reporter said there was a heavy police presence in the city on Thursday morning. Responding to the protest ban, activist Boniface Mwangi wrote on social media that the police and President William Ruto have no power to suspend rights guaranteed by the Constitution. Activists are saying they want Ruto to resign and are calling for systemic changes to clean up corruption and address poor governance.
David Doyle from Reuters. Detained United States reporter Evan Gershkovich appeared in court in Russia for a second hearing on espionage charges. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian court on Thursday sentenced U.S. citizen Michael Travis Leake to 13 years in prison on drug smuggling charges, Moscow's court service said in a statement. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.